today, suicide. He makes himself lost, literally, with knowledge. He kills himself. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that Hamavet Moladat, and it's asking him to hold over, and it's Avlim Olov. She says the Rambam and the Ramban are, because we saw the picture of the Kivega yesterday, so my focus is the Rambam and the Ramban. But how do you define exactly a suicide? That's a big question. So the Divrei Sofrim quotes from one of the Sforim, it's only very limited, very limited. You have to have warned him. He has to bring the Kabbalah straw. The guy says, I'm going to commit suicide. Don't you dare commit suicide. Suicide is like murder, and you're a big Russia, and it's a terrible thing. Don't you dare. He's the gomma the raisa, chas v'shalom, b'chayav misa. He can tell shtikol terror, chayav misa b'deyotun, chayav misa b'shamayim, whatever chas chinuch. He can go into a terror with the most if he wants. But if the Eastern is gomma the raisa to commit suicide, and the guy responds, I don't care. Do it anyway. So that's the situation. Then all these laws apply. Failing that, doesn't apply at all. As I said, that's what it says, the difference. Of course, it's from the Tzapichas Midvash, one of the throne that he quotes that I never heard of before. Rabbi Simon? If Rabbi Simon never heard of it, you know that it's not one of the most popular forum that we have on everybody's desk. So I'm sure it's another Godel, and he says it's back, and the difference of wants to be masking for him. Why? Because look, let's say somebody thinks it's mutter to commit suicide. In the Drushan, there may be some cases where it is mutter. Someone who is going to be killed by someone else, Yochel Kishol, Talonama Ach, Estimachal Nafshotech. And the whole pilpul, we read about it in Nebuch and Tishabov, right? About the people who jumped over the ship to avoid being Nichshon Averis, all kinds of things. So he thinks that his terrible master is Musa. He made a mistake. So if he made a mistake, the Shogeg, so then all the halachot of Averis certainly would apply. So the Tapichas Midrash is willing to assume the absence of any other evidence of the contrary, the guy didn't know. He didn't know. So what's the point of that draw? The Gemara puts this, well, this not draw, the half been shogeg, it's amazing. It's not about draw to kill someone. But otherwise, your faith is going to be a shogeg. The Chassam Sofa argues, presumably the Chassam Sofa thinks, come on, everyone knows suicide. Come. He has no suicide answer. Everyone knows suicide answer. That's my purpose in the Matthias for her. Everyone agrees that if he doesn't know, it's also that he is all our love is the shogeg. Heaven agrees if he knows, but he loses these, he forfeits these halachas. And the question is, did he know or not? I don't know. Who's right? Who's right today? What do you say? People know that suicide is such an issue from a direction. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Especially with Dr. Death is still walking around. And I don't know what people know anymore nowadays. I don't know. So it's hard to know. I think my folks more than it sees. Yeah. The Shach passes into cotton days that although it says over here lo koron olav, right? But the Ramban says no, avelim koron olav. Interesting. How far did it go? The Ramban also says avelim that they're mitzavlo. Why is he only quoting koron olav? So the Divrei Sofer suggests that he's only quoting koron olav because kriya lechud v'avelim lechud. So it's a machloek with Rambam and Ramban who would be machriya ben aharim. So you should do kriya. But as far as avelim is concerned, where Halach the Divrei Meikel ba'avol, then even the Shach would agree that the Maaser is no avelus for a ma'aber atzmo l'das. Interesting though, the Divrei Sofer quotes the Chassam Sofer who says Yochol ha'mora lipsok, like the Ramban by avelus. Why? Bishul kvod ha'mishpocha, ein mekilin the kvod mishpocha biyitro. That's how Halach quotes the Chassam Sofer. I have only one problem. I have a problem. Before the Chassam Sofer came on the scene, when it says that Ma'abed Atzim Ladat ain't the Tzavon Olov, is that an Isser? Also the Tzavon Olov? What this means? Ain't Tzvichim the Tzavon Olov. How do you understand? Well, how does the Olam understand this? Is it you're not required to do Avelis? Or you're not allowed to do Avelis? You don't have a riot? Anybody? Doesn't say. So I don't understand the Chassam Sofer from the Manashach. If it means ain't Tzorach Avelis, and the guy wants the Avelis, who's stopping it? And if, in fact, if it's a Shachar Kapas Gaya Sinister, should there be, for whatever reason, then I'm not so sure what the heter is. So, again, if you look it up, I'm not exactly sure what the Easter was and what the heter is. Don't know.
One.
Yeah.
One. Bittul
Torah. Bittul Torah. Maybe those few things. Those few things, that's what we can make up sure. The Mara can say, keep all of that, but put on fill the first day, and then learn Torah in your free time. You know, when not need too much free time, because I'm sitting shiva and coming in the house like this.
A friend wants to sit at home and do nothing.
Right? Well, we're here in Baruch Hakol, we should learn every minute. He gives the warning. These are suicide notes. I'm going up to the top of the roof. I'm gonna go jump off. Right? That's what he says. So the post can say, this is why I saw different sofer. Even called the Chassam Sofer that says that you don't need to throw, but if someone is dead under very, very suspicious circumstances, but he never left no suicide note. So we don't deny the mitzvah that he killed himself. It's hard to deny. But we can say, Ruach bi'asoto. He was overcome by the Ruach Shtut. So he didn't do it, not midat, shalom midat. As the Kosko say, Yush, shalom midat. You know, it's the same as birth. You give up, shalom midat. So most people commit suicide, it means they give up. They give up because they lost their girlfriend and rejected them. What was suicide about these days? Teen suicide, Rahman al-Islam. The girlfriend rejected them. Or their heroin salesman moved out of town, so they can't handle it anymore. So it's shalom midat. That's what the post can say. If you say beferish with yishiv adat, and you guys committing suicide is a matter of shita, what the Japanese call the harikari. But then that's a different story. That's ma'abat adat. Some argue that even on that. Okay. Now look in Sif Hei, Rabotai. Kol ha-porshim midaki etzibur. Okay? Ve'manoshim sheporku ol ha-mitzvus me'al tavorim ve'nechlolim be'pal yitro. Rabban presumably agrees with his din. He didn't say beferish, but presumably agrees. What does Loshim Levana mean? A mitzablim. It says in the Sefer Snovah, Loshim Levana. Now, what do you mean? They had a minig, he's looking at the Rosh Tzadi Dala. They had a minig, they had to wear black during Shur and Shiva. The Rosh Tzadi Kolech, and Yidnach, and Yidnach, and there was a minig, wearing black. So it says in the beferish, in the Sefer Snovah, to wear white, that's tantamount to saying, A mitzablim olav. Right? Either Rabban says, and Rabban asks us, is it Rabban? No! That's because his richness is not so great. He just had a moment of weakness, or even if it's in it was what we call the dad, principally jumped off the roof. But that was it. One mistake he made. A big one. A biggie. But one. But this guy, the whole life is a mistake. He's the whole life, he's not keeping the mitzvah, he's not doing anything. He's been gotten separated. Torah called our mitzvah mail completely. Torah should not conceive it completely. The Rabban presumably would agree in that kind of a case. Now, what about a tinuk shenishba? It happens halacha lemaisa, not every day. People pass away, and they're not religious. And the parents weren't religious. But they have a brother who came from maisa, the whole yom. What's halacha? What's halacha? The mamash like the goyim. I mean, unfortunately, they never go to shul. Never, nothing. They don't like the average American. You can't tell anything. But what happens in that kind of case? I thought, according to the Poshim Shat in the Mesechus Smochus that the Rosh called about Vodrish Shoim Rina. Not a rock, poor guy in Russia. How did the poor guy in Russia? What did the poor guy do? He never knew any better. He was brought up in an on-from environment. But if you look at the Rambam added a lot of little, the Rambam jazzed it up a lot. He said, doesn't sit in shul, doesn't go to Beit Medrash, doesn't keep Shabbos Neontif, not with Claudius Royal. According to the Rambam, it's arguable that even though it's not his fault, it's Nachal's not part of Claudius Royal. So it's not so clear. So if you look in the Mordechai, see, everyone open up please. Simon, tough, pay, vote. talks about a case, not our version of Phoenix Shanish, but we're sitting like an American and you know, just sitting in the ballpark. But Nebuch, he's sitting in the church. In those days, they would baptize some children forcibly. Mono Islam. The Mordechai says, Kot ben shanosh nasayim shehemir and emo. I mean, he made a decision. 1 year old. They took him in the water. Umeit, omeri, shehendirish shemitabdom. The vaday godolim betazlam alav kamina perkin nukmaradin bavod v'sharina. Ava kot mashim irul b'yamarosa ma malam avorid. Ava kilihim about karach. What did he do? They took him into the water. Kodesh, they took him a bath. They sprinkle the holy water on him. I mean, it's oops, it's shtus, the father. That's no meaning. Rabbi Natan, Omar, Shein, Mitzalim, Allah. And the rabbi told them to the Sanhedrin. Tana here, and he's Achat, Shehut, Kulimah. So the Machlok was in the Rogim, or in the Rogim. Shemamina, the Rabbana, and Mitzalim. The Chiplig, and the Rogim. And the Avelis, Moses, and Mitzalim. The Machlok was good early, the Rabbi Natan, and the Reed, and it's very, very, in the Kuda. Shulchan Aruch passes this way. In Sivav, Shin Nem Hei, Sivav, Kotten Ben Shadosh, Asayim, Shehemir, and Imo, Umeis, Ein Mitzablim Olof. Right? Ein Mitzablim Olof. That's how the Rambam. It's fits in with Sifhei, my single term. Sifhei, noch out, is not in shul, is in church. Now, if it is, it's false enough. I wonder whether the Ramban, if the Ramban would argue, because the Ramban doesn't give this. That might have to be a Russia. This guy's not a Russia. If you're arguing Sifhei, maybe you're arguing Sifhav too. As a matter of fact, look at the Ramban, right? I am El Shin Mem Sifhei. Take a look. I'm also to look. You better look. What does it say? In Shin Mem, Sif Hei. Says the Ramah. Muma Kot Shemim of the Nemo. Tadika Ones. Vieshom de Mitzadam Allah Vachenika. But the first day it says, you are Mitzadam. 2 days. That's the point. There are 2 days. There are about a time and a read. They call here in the Ramah. And Simon Shinem, Siv, hey. Yeah. One last point before we start the sugi, which is in that Mordechai that we saw before, in tough page, Vav, a terrible story. What a story. Yes.
That's
what some say.
If you look
at the Rishon, he quotes that as a possibility, but he rejects it. They're even arguing, even if he got older, they're still an argument. Apparently, again, if you look there, I think it's what it says. I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, you let me know. I make many mistakes. Okay, take a look at this terrible story. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. Rabbeinu Gershon is Abel al Beno Shehemir. On the Amalo, I assume that Rabbi Yitzchak about the Ruah, told the Rabbeinu Naomi Rutenberg, Shehenuma Bimenu, Lafushi Tzahar Odiyava, Shlozofa Losha V'tshuva. Never, he couldn't get the son to go to do tshuva. It relates a little to what you just said. I'm not sure when he died. He died as a youngster. Or maybe he was older. It's unclear. A real movie. Yeah, but there's a bracket which says in emo. I don't know if that means, you know, if he's 50 and his mother's 70, who cares in emo? I don't know exactly what, maybe it's not the wrong gear. So anyway, the Parshas Pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom, he observed Shiva when he died. He converted and then he died and he observed Shiva. And the question, that's the context over here. But if you look at how Gaul's Ushri, there's one unfortunate letter which sent from one letter came of such an unbelievable thing out of nowhere, which is really, it's just not true. What can I do? Take a look, though, if I want to show you what the one letter is. Okay? Simon Nuntet and Agos Ushri. One letter. Mamish, one letter. What's the one letter? Rabbeinu Gershom, this Abel Albano, Ki Shehemir Dotto. Not Shehemir Dotto. Ki Shehemir Dotto. What does that mean? What does it sound like? When did he observe the Shiva? When? With Shasta Hamar, when he converted. And then now he was in 7 days, but Yud Dalet Yom, Kavet Chomo, the Shechina, Bosa Yom. Me'or Zeruah.
Wow.
So there's a custom in Zeruah in some places. Mono Itzlat. In Europe it's very popular. I mean, never had happened, unfortunately. Someone converted, or even someone married a Shiksa, which they viewed as the same thing in those days, they would mamish observe Shiv. I know people in America did it. They did it. But the Pashtun is all a mistake. If you look at the new tour, he says you're looking at the ruin and all the sources, it's just not true. Vadaf. There's no such thing. Lahoyu Dvara Meolam. The Chokmas Adam said it in Kufman Vav Sivav based upon its letter K. But if you look at the Ilchus Mochas Lamaram, Simon Lamadayim, which we have, and the Ozerua, Tav Chav Ches, which we have, it doesn't say so. And the two in the bottom, Yud Ches, as I put in the Ma'am HaKomas, points this out. Okay? Right. Now we start the Saturday Shemaya, today's Shia. This is the one from yesterday. Simon Shin Nem is a Simon about Korea. And I wanted to discuss from the very beginning the first Birka Yosef. Before we even start, the Birka Yosef is a very important point over here. People think that there's a bracha in Korea. What's the bracha? Dayan Emes. This is a custom, you see, I'm sure you've all seen it in the Levaya, they say Dayan Emes and they rip. The Birka Yosef is just simply a misconception, a total misconception. Why? It says, Minig ha'olam levarach ha'akriya Dayan Emes, b'shem ha'malf, u'boru, shatamish of Midas Nan al Shmuz Rose. Everyone knows, someone dies, you make a Dayan Emes. Amal ha'meis aviv, levarach Dayan Emes, b'furish in the Mishnah. The kevah shetiknu levarach ha'labisa, as mechu ha'abrach ha'zu ha'akriya. But nothing to do with the Kriya. Nothing at all. Someone's a gam gang. Hashem has nothing at all to do. Might not come in, I quote. What if someone heard that his relative died, he said, Baruch Hashem, okay, I'm dying of it. Okay, said it. Now he comes to the Levaya, and the rabbi is about to rip the Kriya with him, and says, okay, now say after me. Say after me. What say after you? I said it already. I said it when I heard the news on the telephone. I was in the room. I said it right away. So what's it then? You ask me? That's it. Don't say it again. But there are those posts who do on the ground. They don't say it again. The passion is not that way. I would say the shash God of Rachel of Atalah. But there is such a view which I thought didn't even exist. But the print, and that's the Gdol of course, it's a different sofa, that actually says no. Kriya is Tone Rachel. God is not Tone Rachel. Why is it not Tone Rachel? So the Raimit, quote in the Abu Drahm, says, it's a Yeshba Zek Mishim Kilkul Acherim. It means somebody died. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which is related to someone's Ptirim. So I understand. Okay. Who ripped Rabosa? Please turn to the back. To the Chidushim of the Urim of Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolyes. Print it in the back. The whole page on Kriya. All right? Turn to the first page of the Mechaba and page 402. Is who should rip? For the Siv Beis, he writes, for Kriya Tov, Shtiyah Dei Acher, Mitzvayesh Vimenu, Yigag Masnefesh Tvei, Sh'acher Korea Ksuso, who shows to the Makabal of Asino Yisbora. Same with other email. Where does it come from? Gosh, when it comes to the Marantinus, it says that someone who puts ashes on his head, someone else pushes it there, it's a bigger bizoyan than if you do it by yourself. However, the Rebbe Fram Zalman goes, it's a kasha, Rebbeinu Shalelem, the Mitzvah Shibagufo. I can't tell someone else, someone put on tefillin for me, says a sukkah for me, how can someone else rip the coal with the garden for me? The answer is, I don't think I ever saw it before in print, but I've been saying it for a long time. But according to some, mitzvah shebegufo means mitzvah sha'al gufo. You put the film on your arm, you put your body, your whole body goes into the sukkah. But something you do with your hands, it's not true. I did my Chris Mueller to talk about it. I just never saw it in print until right here. Is it the French? What does it mean, gufo? Al gufo. She has sent an al gufo, but I know what filmica you'll say. But what you're supposed to do is just mila. It's exactly what the game I was game. It's not a problem. No, I stayed over Fram Zalman. Look at Shoot Bait the Prime, he says, I explained it. Fine. After all this bottom line, but maybe someone else should do it, maybe you should do it, start on Lakan or Lakan, he quotes the minute on the bottom. Haminik, last few lines. She'echad me sham sham she'echad v'kadisha, maskel v'chotech tzat v'sakad v'chotzav v'chotzav v'chotzav. So you can't get through the hand. You can't get through with your hand. We'll see later. Most people can't get ripped with their hand. That's a powerful Popeye. Rip through the clothes of the hand. You need to be very strong. Most people aren't so strong. So they give a little help with a razor or a knife to go through the seam. Hem. The odds are tofer to hovel with save, cut them in there, should have looked at the korea, la halom, la mala, la mata, kera, fei. Kerat Tfei.
What kind of usage is this Kerat Tfei? No? I mean, you guys are experts in the syntax of Hebrew, Aramaic. Kerat Tfei? What are you saying, Nicole? It's a mud delush, no? So I think it's a typo. It should be Kerat Tefa. Glad to make suggestions. Because then they get all of the, they haven't printed this was in a recent printing. I saw in the Divrei Sofrim, it's the cotton dalit, he says Tfei. But it's the cotton sadi dalit, he's Paskin, you have to rip an additional tefer. The chatchila. That happens all the time. Very often it happens, they take the thing, and they start ripping down, it's ripped until it's hard to get through. And then they say, okay, rip more. And the other guy rips, they have a tefer. Chatchi, the chatchi, the starf. It's a bit, you have it, it's good. For the chatchila, he should be ripping a tefer all on his own. I think it should be, I think the word tefer is what the word that belongs over here. Okay, when should Kriya be done? Let's take a look in the Ramah, back in Simon Shin Mem, Fifth Aleph. What does it say? Ulechatila tzarach lekra kodem sheyistom penei hamei. What does that mean? The Mishach? Look back. Shin Lamates of Gimel is bar shemagil the Diana Emes Korea Hover. So I look back there, and I look in the new tour on the bottom. The gear is not Pnei Hameis, it really means should be, believe it or not, Pi Hameis. But it says in the Hilchos Goseth, you can't move the mouth of the, when it starts to open, you can't touch it. After Nebuch, the person passes away, you close the mouth. That's when you say Diane Emerson, that's when you're in. So if you look back, it doesn't say Pnei Hameis, which means presumably when the Kavur is done. It means right away. So the Iker HaDin Rabot, it is Halacha, no question. The preferred time to do the kriya is on the spot. If your person's around the bed and a relative dies, boom, right away. Nonetheless, Minig Yisrael is not that way. And for a whole host of reasons. Most people can't do it. Okay, someone dies. We're going to take his hand and go... It doesn't go. And we'll get a knife. Hooray, who's going to find a knife? Who's going to put tumors in a hospital somewhere? Most people die in a hospital today. You can go find himself a knife and a razor. You can't leave the body alone. It's a behold. He doesn't know what to do. This side, that side, up, down, here. He doesn't know what to do. So the minig became an almost universal minig. Even if you're there, because it's the shamash, the big zach, nonetheless, you wait until a later time to do the kriya. That's a minig which is almost universally accepted nowadays. What later time? You wait till what's called another Shat Chimur. What is that? It's quoted from the, based on the Prisha, Sivkot Mechot, Sabach Lekvura. Some do attack in the cemetery, when you know that's a Shat Chimur, and they see that, but the relatives being lowered into the ground. And most in America, they do it by the Levi itself, also a Shat Chimur. Okay? So that's the minig in most places. Okay, everybody with me? Right. The Gemara of Kaufman Bay is the first Maramukam. I'm going to try the Maramukam here, which is Kriya. The first Maramukam is a story about Abaye, about our Neymar. What happened with our Neymar, Nebuch? Our Neymar says, Shokoblei Barbarei, Kora Yilavei, Osabrei Kora Ba'ape, Itka de Miyushiv Kora, Kov Kora Ba'umot. He ripped the second time. Second, the third, the whole thing. The kids, what do you want to say? So it says, Kriya Mu'umad Minolan, Yokom Iyo Vayikwes Mi'ilo. Okay, you have to do it. You have to stand up. There's a whole discussion. Is this actually the Ikuva or not? Take a look, if you will, in the Rosh Simen Mem Dalas. Everyone have a look inside, please? The Rosh Simen Mem Dalas. The Rive, it says, Nay, the lechatzila boy meumod. Minolam the b'diavad lo yotzah miyusha. How do you know? He says that the rift didn't quote the story of Amema. Of Alpha Sizal Savashim Kar Miyusha Yotzah, but the Hishman of the Amema left it out. The Rabban says, no. They have a story in the world. He told you that you have to rip standing up, and if you rip sitting down, it's nothing. Nothing. It's zero, 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 zero.
Mechaba says in Sif Aleph, not Yotze, period. Sarah Shiyukah Me'umad, and Korah Me'ushim, lo Yotze. Finish. So last of the Kroah. The rolls post him against the right. Lamaisa, what if the person ever can't stand up? He's confined to a wheelchair, he's sick in bed, can't stand up. So Divrei Sofer says, he quotes from one of the Sfarim, that you just don't rip. It's like someone has no beggars. The person is wearing bar clothes, has no clothes. You're pumping. The guy can't stand up. He's pumping. Finished. Okay. Now he comes to a little bit more complicated Gemara. And that's Chavov on the base. The next one in the round will come. Chavov on the base. Have a look inside, please. But the Gemara says, Chavov on the base. First, it starts with the first wide line. Rabbi Shmuel, halach the remake of Ovel, Avel is lechud, Kriya lechud. That's a very important, so I think Rabbi Simon Schnitz is going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. Ad hechem korea, ad tiburo, v'yashom ad libo. And they bring different riots. What do you want to say? Higia le tiburo, marachik sholosh et bol v'korea. Keep that in mind, it's very important, we'll come back to it in a few minutes. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, HaKorea LeMato Min HaTzadim Lo Yotza. If you rip too low or too much to the side, Lo Yotza. What does this mean? So the Ramban has a machlokas with the Ritz Geis. The Ramban I asked you to see on page Samach. Here it is. Page Amud Samach. It seems there's a double machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritz Geis and the Sechus. What are they fighting about? The Ritz Geis, it is based upon a Maseches Smoch per test. Shtei hamurayol shilafonim. Umin atzorim mikan mikan lo yotim. That's the Bedek HaBayis of the Beis Yosef. Mikan, based upon this, Tzorech Beis HaTzava Lemala. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo understood the main issue over here is the position of the Kriya in an up and down question. Is it higher up or lower down? It has to be higher up near the neck and not low down near the belly button. That's what how the Rabbi Yosef Karo and Bedek HaBayis understood this. The Rambam therefore understood it the same way, and never said the din of Lamata Mitzibura or Loyotza. You know why? He requires, what's Lamata Mitzibura? Even Lamata Mitzibura or Loyotza. It has to be, shouldn't be not on the bottom of the belly button, not on top of the belly button, up by the neck. Should be so high up that the Mechaber, when he quoted his din, didn't bother to say, look at Sid Beis, Mokam Kriya Bechol Mokam Beis HaTzav Olefona, Avlam Kor Le'achav, I mean, that's not a Loyotza. Didn't bother saying on the bottom. Kavacham in the bottom is no good. Even in the, we'll call the midsection, right above the belly button, would be no good. Shita Saramba. However, the Rambo says, Oh, Beshule HaBeged. Oh, Beshule HaBeged, I'm at Southern Layup. What does that mean? Only the bottom is no good. What about the middle? The middle would be good. Presumably gets anything above the belly button, presumably would be good. That's what they talk about, Kenegat HaKaza, chest, you know, the middle of the chest. It is good. It is good. That seems to be the view of the Ritz Geis. That it is good. It is good. I asked you to see the Ramban. There is a slight problem in the text. Do I have a Ramban here? Give me, if you don't mind. Thank you. I have. Ramban is page Samach, I believe, close to Ritz Geis. Then he says, you have to quote the Ritz Geis. Again, of course, Ava Rabosi, Perek Tess, there's some differences, significant differences in the Girsa. He quotes Ritz Geis, says as follows. What do you say, Ritz Geis? One line. L'mata b'shuli ha-beged. O min ha-tzadim, shetachas b'otei ha-yadayim. Lo yod. according to his case, the only way you can blow it is to really blow it big time. Under the belly button or under your arm. Under your, like I say, sleeve. You're way off. You're so far off. That's no good. It is v'chein da'atenu. So the v'chein da'atenu? It doesn't make any sense. He's arguing under his case. That the gear should be v'da'atenu. I looked it up in Yichol Ramban. Sure enough, this rache da'atenu, not v'chein da'atenu. He's arguing. But the tour must have had the girsa, with two girsos, must have had the girsa v'chein da'atenu. The chpidle floyim. How can the tour and Shin Mem quote the Rizgayas and the Ramban as being on, what we call on the same page when they're arguing completely? Mokam akriya b'chol mokam b'chatsar v'lefonov. I'm a korba should have begged the matter and a sudden period stack for the dime yosef. Lo yosef, that's the risk game. Okay. Ramban kosef gam kain. Etc. Shein lokam kriya l'lifnei beis ha-tava. I've alone and a sudden show beis ha-tava mikana 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 shem lo yosef. What do you mean? The Ramban argues in two nekudas. The Ramban has to be high up. It can't be in the near the Kinegat HaChaz. It has to be high up. More than that, as the very soft quote from the Sefer Zichron Bitzalel, maybe it was a Sefer, which we have, well, now it's packed in a box. No, it's here, it's the library book. It's here on the side, look it up later. He says, he drew a line by the neck. Draw a line from the two sides of your neck, straight down. And the Kriya has to be between the two lines. Anything beyond those two lines is already been a stud. So maybe the Kachumra, according to the gaze, the bone's not near the arm, the bone's not near the sleeves, and the man's hope anywhere in front of you, it's good enough. Quantum Ramban has to be under your face, right? Under your neck. If it's off to the side, it's the way people have, pocket, a shirt pocket, for example, somewhere near there. The shirt pocket's not on the sleeve, it's sort of in the middle. So quantum of Rizkeis would be good, and according to the Ramban, as the Zichron Mitzalim says, it would be no good. It's a double machlok. They hold the same thing. I can say that they're arguing completely. What's the gist of a chain datenu? So I saw the Divrei Sofim is a good answer to this question. It's the Yerhalo. Because the Beis Yosef here quotes this Masech Nesmachas as a Machlokas Tanoim on this very Nekuda. Machlokas HaTanoim. We pass Tanakama says that's the Masam and the Tzadam is Loyotza. Rabbi Yehuda Ome Yotza. Yotza. And maybe the oil of the Sermach and Rabbi Yehuda says the smack, what about the Beis Yosef? Oh, says the Torah Ramban. No, v'chein da'atenu. I agree with the Rizkeis. We pass the Tanakam against Rabbi Yehuda. That I agree. But in the details, I disagree on two major points. That they want to suggest that the justify the Gnir the Nusach of v'chein da'atenu. But of course, the word v'da'atenu would be a better, would be a preferred gears. The Ramban brings a proof in page Samach, but the dinner was called Kameh Safa. What does Kameh Safa mean? It's supposed to rip from the seam, not in the middle of the garment. And it presumably means that the riot, because where were the seams of those days? They didn't have open shirts like we have. They had like t-shirts. So the seam was on top. And the average garment was like a t-shirt, and the only place where the seam, seam is the wrong word, surface, that's a better word, Safa. Edge, hem, whatever word I'm looking for, you know the word. You supply the word in English. It means that not in the middle of the garment, at the very edge of the garment. So that was by definition on top. So I'm about to be in a riot from the mitzvahs. So the average garment has its top right near the neck. So you see, you have to rip mamish near the neck on the very top, not near the midsection above the belly button. Oh, the enechanami, we pass in, that's exactly the point that the Sofer makes. Is that the only way over the email? That being a riot, that limited of Avima. It's bringing a raya for the fact that that Avima required Kameh Safa, so the shark grows, you can rip an inch lower. Not from the actual edge, it's easier for you. But it's left to be near the neck. That's his right. No, because when it comes to Minat Sodom, it does no difference between Avima and anybody else. Since by Avima has to be Kameh Safa, she's right by the neck proper. I understand it's a separate din, but he's bringing a raya from that separate din that the pashtus in the words based on Tavar, it means on the very top. And that's the Rabban's proof. It's not an absolute, you're right, it's not an absolute proof, but it's a shtickle araya, we'll call it. Okay. Now, yeah, sorry? No good. You have to only go in a very narrow corridor, which you can say if you go straight up, you bump into the next. True. He's bringing it right on the other point. The two points he is talking about scared. Vertical and horizontal. He's arguing about both. It's only right for one of them. It has to be high up. He doesn't bring it right for me. It has to be in the middle, doctor, as opposed to the side of the neck. That, you're right. That's no right. Oh. There's two machlokes. That's what Zichron Bitzal explained. Now, there are more who's making like the Rizgayas as far as the up-down. Need not be up all the way by the neck. It could be, we'll call, by the chest, above the belly button, near the heart. But he's not making when it goes outside beyond the line of the neck. In other words, if it's off to the side, maybe the Ramo is never making. At least the Chatzchilo, we should make sure to it, even if the minig is not to rip from the very top of the neck, but you should make sure you're down the middle, that if you drew a line straight up from the kara, you'd bump it to the neck as opposed to bumping into the shoulders. At least the Chatzchilo. The Zichron Bitzal, the evidence is it doesn't make. Pisket Shiva says that the kara must go vertically, cannot go horizontally. It can only go from up to down. Take a look right here in front of you. Pisket Shiva, the cut and bays, cut matadam. And Karl Rochav Abeged Lo Yotza, and she ain't nearish a Karl and nearish Nikom Yatzlo. Many poskim disagree. Many poskim disagree. It's a good thing. If you go to base level, they have to rip. They try to rip down. It doesn't go. End up ripping sideways. They say it's balachsan. It's at an angle. It's certainly good. I mentioned to you before about that a Gemara before she Gemara Chavav Abeged. Which said what? You ripped, and you never, the garment is all full of rips, there's nothing left. What do you do? I scratch that. You keep ripping down. You rip half up, you rip more, as in some cases you just rip a little bit more, it's good enough. You rip all the way down to the belly button. You can't go down anymore. You're not yours anymore. What do you do? The third white line, Marchit Shalosh et Boz v'Korea. So, when I was walking with Rav Shechta Shalita in June to a base level, I said, no, give me some Sahara, some Nilsa Savelis. So, the sentence which I will quote you now, the last year, I thought of her when she told me as we were walking. And I found it in print. I never thought it before. Shechta Shalita says, you know, we have shirts today. Button-down shirts. He thinks that a good chance that if you rip right next to the butt, next to the break in the shirt, straight down, and you're less than 3 inches above from the surface of the shirt, no good. So half the careers are like that. People, what do they do? They only do an average place. They go, they go, oh, your shirt. They rip through a little bit, and they rip straight down. But not 3 at 12. Which 3 at 12? Is that which 3? 3 at Goldman or 3? I don't know. I don't want to test. It's different. But they're 3 at 12, so it's too close to the surface. That was his aura. They have to go across. When you take a razor or something, go out 3 at 12. And then rip down. But don't rip down. Mom is right next to where the shirt opens up with the buttons off. What's my time?
I don't want to
see
it,
yeah. Whichever edge is closer.
You can talk to the edge away from where you can rip. Because
it's somebody unbuttoned the button. They usually unbutton them before they rip. You should do unbutton the button. It's the buttons you can't rip. They unbutton the button, and they go a little bit and go down. Within 3. I found it in print in the Divrei Sofrim. He quotes this aura. He quotes this. I never saw it before. I should have seen it before. The same quote I once looked at many years ago when we learned it in Yonim. But I see Rabbi Simon says that he learns it every time he learns new things. I forget things. Apparently I must have seen it. I forgot it. He quotes this aura that I heard from Rav Shechta Shlita was me totally new. The new pshat. You forget that you learned the last time. The Nebuch, that's the Pshat which I fulfill many times. So he quotes this Ha'ara, which I heard again from Rav Shechta Shalita, the idea of three as both, this kind of a case, from a sefer called the Chidushim B'Yurim. So let's look at the back. Kedushin of Yerubim. We have that in the back here. No. I think it means Rabbi Greiner. Right? Rabbi Greiner has a save on Shad. So many Mesef in volume. Kedushin of Yerubim. We have that Kedushin of Yerubim in Korea as well. Apparently he made that error. We had that tape we learned last time. Right? We had it in the Beit Medrash. I forgot. I never saw it. I forgot it. But here's the good news. The Divrei Sofer is not true. After all that. Why is it not true? Because the case in Sifcha of Ches, a very tragic case, where someone is sitting there by a goyfist and they say, your relative died. He ripped. Doctor walks in, what kind of died? He's still alive. He's still alive. The Gemara. Not Chav Ches. What is it? Chav Aleph, maybe? Where is it? Chav? Can't find it. Chav Dalet. Wherever it is. Somewhere. Chav Hey, I think it is. Hoya lo cholav et alef a karol of achach meis. Toch rei dibur. Don't need a new kriya. If otherwise you need a new kriya. It's a gemar of Pereshet. So the Derech HaChayim says that then, that the person ripped one false alarm. Gives the second time, there's no need to be Malchus Gimel as book. No need. Why? He presumably holds what I was arguing that Rav Shechta Shalita and not when we were walking. I said to Rav Shechta Shalita, no, maybe you can say the following shot. If you have a Kriya to the Kriya Pidin, and you want to make another Kriya Pidin, that's a Kriya Zvot. But when they made the garments in the factory, they opened it up with the shirts with the buttons, and now you're going to be a one etzba away, it's also good enough. So if it's Alpidin, that's what Derechaima said. The first Kriya was a Kriya Shal Shtus. The person hasn't died yet. Samirif. It's a mistake. So you don't have to have Kriya Zvot. That's what I was mechavim to. I was mechavim to Derech HaChayim. Rav Shechta was mechavim to the Chidushim of Biurim. All right, I don't know. So I guess it's an achloikis. Since I don't count two against one, so maybe we should be more nizer in it. Leave that outside of nizer in it in the future. But the Chora, those who make kilin have what to rely upon in the Derech HaChayim sheep. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. What about a suit? A jacket? So my personal view will see if I get to it, I have another hour. If I get to it, is the apartment from gripping a suit and gun. They only rip the shirt, not the jacket. But there are those who argue that they have to rip a jacket. What if you rip the lapel of the jacket? Very common, rip the lapel of the jacket. So, not so simple. Some people can say it's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's supposed to, I'm skipping a step. But other vima, the marks in the actually galas libo. You have to reveal, expose the heart. So here, if he's ripping the lapel, but what's under the lapel? The jacket itself. He's not exposing the heart. Even though most people can say that if you rip, your person has three different garments, and he rips one here, one here, one here, you can't see through to get to see the heart. The Yosei, but there, at least each garment, he ripped in the right place, and from the perspective of that garment, you can see through. Here, even for the garment itself, the jacket itself, you can't see through, because it's two levels. You know, rip the outside level, the lapel's on top of the main body of the jacket. That's the Ha'ora. Okay. Yes.
Right.
Especially if you're going to planning which part of the right. At the end you're going like, and the fact that you go to the finish the other place, that's how you can bring back the neck. How much room? Aha, you know what he's saying? Yeah. In other words, he's asking, how wide is your neck? Well, not like a big football player that his neck. Hey, look, he isn't that narrow neck. I'm Sheyarim, but yeah. That's the I'm Rachabarim, that's what I'm saying. You have narrow neck. He's saying if you're going to have to go more than three tefachim from the center point of the neck, excuse me, not sure. Three etzvot, and you can't go, I mean, there's still something. I think every neck is at least six etzvot wide, I believe. Well, not that skinny. But you're dealing with a little, enechana, you have to be precise, precision. Okay, Rabotai. Again, we mentioned before, Sif Gimel is in Shia Kriya Tefach, the Gemara of Kavavim and Beit. So if you look in the Gemara of Baba Kama, Tzadi Aleph, the Baba Kama is here. See, that's the last year after being asked about Bakama. Bakama, The Sari Aleph, it says, if you rip more than a tevach, you're over in Baal Tashit. The famous sugya Baal Tashit. No, but the Yeshua Lassam saying, you know, so, it's how do you measure exactly a tevach? In my view, if it's man as dead, it's no Baal Tashit. Why? What's the Baal Tashit? Because the Gemara has later, we'll maybe discuss it briefly, that you can sew up the garments, you can be sholeh, ma'acher. So the Baal Tashit, the fourth extra of today, there's no one in the world, in the most impoverished community of the Klal Yisrael, that takes the garment that they ripped by Yeshiva and they use it again. It's right into the garbage. Look at a Baal Tashit. In my opinion, there's no Baal Tashit whatsoever. Incidentally, the Shach, the last line of Maimakom, Simon Tav Beis of Kotem Gimel, says, with respect to other Ve'imo, you have a right to rip something which is not an absolute chiyuv. I'll keep it aveim. You can go beyond the law of other Ve'imo. You can go beyond the law of other Ve'imo. He's talking about ripping more than a tefa. Or even beyond, I don't know, Ashigala Tzibo. And I say it's a much bigger nafkamim. Because, as I said to you before, in my view, the jacket is supposed to be kriya mikra it is. Yet, there are many who rip a jacket. So, Aniyah Zaydi, if someone who lost a parent wants to rip the shirt and the jacket, what's the X dollars that the jacket's now going to the garbage? Mutter. So to keep it out there. I'm giving you a cooler. There's no Baal Tashit. But for another relative who gets it later, you only rip one garment, she better rip the shirt. Rip only the jacket. It could be A, Baal Tashit. Rip the $50 item instead of a $5 item. And B, it could be not even Yoytzi. We'll get to that, I hope, today. It's zayich to be by Yetzias Neshama. It's a big skus. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person shouldn't die alone. It's akmas nefesh. It's supposed to rip anyone, not even related to you. The minhag is not that way. Why? We're afraid. If we're going to demand that everyone is there rips, everyone's going to run away. I can't afford to rip his garments. Like, it's crazy. It could cause two things. One, that we saw for those in Shulchan Aruch and Simon shouldn't understand the same page. Shin Lama Tez Dalet, right here. Which is called Agmas Nefesh. As the Taz quotes, and if you're going to make him rip, he's going to walk out. Worse than the difference. So it causes death because Nefesh. But there's some people that look like a ghost there. So they're going to walk out. But they could have made a living out a week. Who knows what? But they weren't there. They were afraid they're going to have to rip their garments. So for these reasons, the minhag is not to do it anymore. That's Siv Hey. Siv Vav. What's it talk about? It talks about the Stamen Adam Kosher. You should rip on a Stamen Adam Kosher between the meats and the Kfur. You should rip on an Adam Kosher Stam. Oy. The Maisa, there are those who argue, even Mikra did in Siv Vav, the Ramah quotes, Yeshav the Enchayim, the Kfur Adam Kosher. And look at Omen Adam Bishatit Shema. That's the Ran, Perik Orek, and Kaf Kuf Hey. So we're making on the Shem. We don't do this anymore. Whatsoever. That's out. What about the Groth? Well, two different Girsos and that Kofheim and Alfheim and Seth the Moed Kof. What about Shiv Zion? A Talmud Kofa? Avada? A Din? A Din? But, if you look on the Shach, end of your Zion, what does it say? Some say, Lo Nikra Talmud Kofa, El Kshodeh, Dova, Vralocha, Bechol Mokam, Afilu Mitzach, the Kala, Kedisa Bishach, Kmon Shabbat, Abkuf Yudal, Amadeh, that's the Rosh quotes in here in our sugya. So we don't have that nowadays. What about Ches? Al Rabo Sherov Kof Moslem Imenu. So once again we can suggest, if it's Manah says, there's no such thing, because Rov Kof Moslem is Mitzvorim, as quoted in Hilchot Tzavah Muvak earlier in the Yoruday. So for these dinim, the Maisa don't apply for these reasons. I have another reason I once said, should call them Achloikas. And I mentioned once more, I'm the Talmud. He's the God of Lazar. He, and of course, just imagine. So with the mindset, we don't do it. Now we start, we do. Sif test is really a Gemara. Chav Beis and Beis. We all open out. The rest of the Shias, I think, on just about, maybe one piece will get to the very end, on Chav Beis and Beis. All right? That's a very important stuff. Chav Beis and Beis. What does the Gemara say? Chav Beis and Beis. Al kol ameisim kulam korea tefach. Al ovev ve'imo ashi yegale es libo. So there are really two separate dinim over here. One is, again, in the placement, in the up-down scale of where the kerah takes place. According to Sham Eitz, you can start by the neck, rip down the tefach, that's all. Right? So start the neckline, go down the tefach, you're pretty high up in the chest, in the chest cavity. But for a parent, no, no good, not yose. Ach yigal esibo, I thought the pshah was yigal esibo, kol libo. That the ripper still extends it down to the bottom of the, how do you say the American? To the bottom of my heart. No, I'm sorry, the bottom of the pash, yigal esibo, the whole thing, that's just the top of the heart. Now who's our pre-med here? Where is the heart? Exactly, where is the heart? Anybody know? You feel, where is the heart beating? Somewhere over here, no? I don't say about the volleyball, the pledge of allegiance, no, you know, if you had an obvious time to the national anthem, so where do we keep our hands? So I got to look on the mice. So somewhere down over here, no, the heart's somewhere here. We got to rip mamish, I think, down to the bottom of the heart. Feel a mazalim is in. I've seen terrible. It's a din mafurish. That's number one. And number two, it also means you have to rip all your garments. As the Mars explained, I feel lavish asara chalukim in a kerala elyon. Al other v'imo kareas kulon. It's also b'china v'galas libo. You have to rip every single garment. Everyone. They took the lave literally. The minute of the shach and the tas and the marshal, that for a regular relative you rip on your right side. Everything will do on the right, fix it all on the right. But for a parent, you're on the left side. So that's where your heart is. She asked me, well, yes, ma'am.
According to the
dad, you have to go in a straight line. Yeah.
If you go in a straight line,
that hits
the heart.
Oh, I don't know about that. The heart's very, very close to the middle. The heart's on your left side, right? I mean, feel it. But no one's pre-med here? What's going on? Oh, they're all off. They're not here. Okay. So, I have graphics. So I thought the heart, although it's on the left side, is quite close to the middle. That's what I was taught in high school biology. So I think that it might even, I don't know, the heart, take a draw line straight up from the heart, you hit the neck, I think part of it you will. So you have to be so precise. Ooh, wow, surgery, heart surgery. You have to, if you're a surgeon, there's a career, it's unbelievable. Yeah, what can I do? For the set? Yeah. Okay. Now, question. Do you rip the undershirt, the t-shirt? Yes or no? The nice thing. No, for whatever reason. We're not shigalas libo. Can't see the heart. It's a t-shirt. So the bachar has to stop. A guy's going to walk in the street. What? Bare chested? What do you think? It's a Yeah? Not nice. They don't walk around that way. Not their acharis. The galos libo or a mabish with they rob him. So therefore, it means totally undershirt. That's called the galos libo. The bachar. Now here is a very, very important question. Take a look at the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkot Mches. M'chaben Sif Tefet al kol ha-meisim korea alot tevach v'beged elyon v'dayom. So he quotes the Marit, Gimet Perodim, Tibidiyevet im lo kora v'beged elyon, Yoto, Chatzchila v'beged elyon, but it's not ma'akeh v'diyevet. What's the source of this in? What's the source of the din? Why should it be so, and should it be so? So in the very soft, he says it depends what the reason for the din is. If the din is, you want to be visible to everybody. Everyone should see it. That's why you have to pick it out. So maybe that's not ma'akeh. Not ma'akeh, because the Gemara is later on, the next line in the Gemara, right over here, Chavez and Mizbez, Vaprikursuso, Eina Ma'akevet. According to Rashi, according to the Mugay Yosef, it means you have a big shawl, and the shawl covers up the kerah, and you're okay anyway. Ain't about kevah. So too, if it's a matter of people seeing it, and you did it not the uppermost garment, you're yotzei b'diyevet. That's the reason. Okay. Ain't about kevah. That's what it means. Ain't about kevah means not only is it, you don't rip it, not my akad kriya of a garment which is underneath it. It's an important nuance. But if the reason for beged elyon is it's the most important garment, then maybe it should be yot, it should be ma'akev, even b'di'evet. Even b'di'evet. There is a view which maintains. If a person had a garment, let's say, he doesn't want to rip his jacket. Let's say the jacket would be normally chayv in Korea. for all that, that sheet. He doesn't want to rip it. What does he do? He takes the jacket and puts it away. Well, comes to the rabbi. Want to rip? Rip. With the jacket? I don't have a jacket. Okay, with the shirt. What are you going to do? So then some person would say, you're not yours. Why? Put your jacket on. It's in the car. Get out of the car. When you ripped the shirt, that was the beggar on the shaito. Yeah, but that's not a chashiva. The difference is, that has to be visible. Has to be a bag of caution. If that's against the market of the end. Why is this critical? Because there's a raya barura from the Beis Yosef, based on Agos Maimini, and the Maram, that in fact you are Yosef for the end. What happened? The Beis Yosef talks over here about what they call the Maktorin. The Maktorin is probably our jacket. It's Agos Maimini Perkes Os Beis. The Maram had a minute that by Abba Aim, he ripped his Maktorin. Shar Mason? No. He doesn't understand. Adrab, in Eno, Pekal Afrika Suso, Vesatis, according to the, we'll see later, one of the sheet of Afrika Suso is an upper garment. She's not high up to rip. Im Kalo, Hoyolo, Adam, Lacrosse, Shar Mason, Kiyim, Hamiktoren, Manasha. If it's a garment which is not excluded completely, you don't rip your overcoat, your winter coat, no one rips. If the jacket is like that, you should never rip it at all. And if it is not like that, then even for Shakro, we should rip it. Manashach. Says Rav Yosef Karo, the Nirali, Sfuki Mesasle. Is that what Afrika Suso means? Does it mean an undershirt, which we'll get to later? Or does it mean a jacket? So what did he do? So he wants to be Yosef Chaladein. So what did he do? So therefore, what does he do? So Shai made some Kaya, still a Kaya, like a Pirish, a Farshim, a Dapa, a Kususu, and a Begad Elyon, a Lomahani, a Kriya. So what did he do? He ripped the shirt. And for a parent, I got the impression they ripped both. As I mentioned before, I ripped both. I have the Kaya, like a Malta, a If you Begad Elyon's not going to be the Evid, what good is it to rip the shirt on losing a brother, but no good, it's not the Begad Elyon. If the jacket, he's not sure, what he's supposed to do, he's sure of the jacket. So the parent, he ripped both. And for the, to play it safe. And for a brother, he ripped only the shirt. What are you looking about? What if the jacket's supposed to be ripped? It's not the beggar Elio. What's that one from Don? No what? Not market. They're not going to say, what do you mean? Maybe he told him to take his jacket off. Then he ripped the shirt. Because the result wouldn't make a difference. According to those oldest market, he just took it off. It would be still be mocking. Go put it on again and rip it again. Put on the jacket and rip it. So he ripped the shirt with an upper. It didn't matter. It wasn't chashiv enough. Beautiful. So the ma'isa, we pass it this way. It's not mocking for the air. That's why I tell people the main garment is the shirt. Even if the jacket is supposed to be included, but the shirt you also do it anyway. Certainly for other relatives. For a parent, you want to rip the jacket? Me'echa taste. They need to keep it away. I tell you the truth. I have a very strong position. That's supposed to be the shirt. It's a much position, not the jacket. But when I lost my mother, Shalom, I ripped the jacket anyway. We'll see a stare to the other, the shach. Based on the Gemara and Nafchof, what other we've shown him, you do more, you do extra things for a parent to show keep it out there. If it's negative, it says, no, Baltash. Okay. All right. Let's go on. It's a Me'iri. The Me'iri has the din, which seems to say that it's some kind of extra special requirement with respect to Av Aim over and above Shar Mason to have the Kera exposed. The Me'iri is mashma that way. It should be near Lakol. That's important for the following reason. The Ramban has the Kasha, the Ramban of the Maram HaKremis. The Ramban has the Kasha against the Pshat that after Kasuso means the shawl covering the rip in the shirt. Will the feed the ram? Bishar Mason have a mister. The Begad Elyonu. Why does the Gemara have enough Chavbeis and Midbeis? What does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says. All the Vayim of Korea Kulan, but the Kesu said in my Kevin, according to this chart, was the Vayim. The shawl covering the garment is a chiddush not makir, whether it's the other ima, whether it's the brother, whether it's the child, it doesn't make a difference. So the Ritzofen, according to this Me'iri, there's some kind of special din, whatever it may mean, has to be more visible for a parent than for other relatives, so this kasha would be answered. Okay. Right. Let's go back again to the inside of the text for this Afrika Suso story. The Rosh Simen Mem Gimel. Everyone please open up the Rosh Simen Mem Gimel. We're going to analyze this very carefully, everyone. This is very important. Mem Gimel. The Rosh says, what's Afrika Suso? He quotes various opinions. First he quotes the Raivis. First he quotes Rashi. Here is Rashi, Suda Shah Rosh over Nofa Lefanov, Kishaino Malbush, Eno Makav Akriya. A shawl is not a malbush. He said, Rabbi, can you rip my tie? Rabbi, can you rip the ribbon? I had a shawl last night, someone called me. I don't want to rip a ribbon. I said, don't you do it. That's a sham. It's a mockery. You guys don't even know what it is, Baruch Hashem. And then the whole circle, the people were out from, they had to put a black ribbon. That comes from Goyim, I don't know where it comes from. And rip the ribbon. God. Never heard of it. Baruch Hashem, Ach Shador, never heard of it. I'm sure Rabbi Simon heard of it too. For us, as a generation of those a little bit older, we've seen his ribbon. No, I'm just curious by hand. Who's seen a ribbon about a Leviathan? Mamish? Can you imagine this? The majority of the Baruch Hashem never saw this thing. Baruch Hashem, no. Should be zayach to be the level of the should never see. The Kohanim never saw anything. I realize that. But I didn't count them in the polls. Still a very small minority. Okay, right. Right. That's what Rashi says. Chosin the Rav is out. You need to be low. Come in a torah with korah. Mashu lechatchila torah. The mitzvah of the korah of the limon. Ela shi lo korah lo ikiv ha mitzvah. V'yoti de kriya. Okay. Michlal de lo korah shah v'gadim kulam lo yoti de kriya. V'gorim boks over a mitzvah say the rabbonin of kriya b'av limon. So says ena ma kevet means lechatchila shirip. You should whatever it is. You should even a scarf, a shawl. You should it for a parent. Says the rabbi. Medaikas in the lashon. Of Ena Makevis. So how did Nebuchadnezzar Yosef reject the proof? No, he says. Ena Makevis means it's not Ma'akev, the rib which is underneath it. That's the Chiddush. It's not Ma'akev, the rib which is underneath the big shawl, the floppy shawl. But the Ravid, who didn't learn that shot, he would say ideally you should rip the shawl as well. But you know, it's a very outer garment. Should rip it, that's the Ravid chief. The Ramban, Tafil Chatila, Ena Tzorach Makorah. Finish. Not necessary. The dyke of the lush of the Mesekha smuggles to that effect. Fine. Now the oracle says, what is that for Kasuso? Ulavush tachton, upasuach bikseifa, ukshalov shal koshro. And what's it made for? Says the oracle. What's it made for? And also not to the levisha, and the kabel hazdeya, so you're tanful malbusha. So what does it mean? A special garment. I mean a garment. It's going to be like a towel. You ever see guys? They have like a, what do they call these things? They have these sweatbands. Oh, they have sweatbands over their body also. It's a towel. They tied it up. In Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the Rambam, the Yud, Yesh Mepharshim, to beget hazeah hadavik b'psaro, that means a t-shirt. See, the Ritzel points out, they often say that. He said it's a towel which is tied, a t-shirt is worn like a regular garment. Okay, so it's a bigger chiddush than the Rambam, than in the Aruch. Aruch is a kind of whoop. Remember, they read the Greeks, these have we're half now dressed, they have these sweat things to keep the sweat in, that's all. But the Rambam has a full t-shirt, still, you don't have to rip. That's what's out of the Mechaba pattern. Fine. The Yeshomim, the Hainu HaBeged, Adon Shakorin, Kappa. 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 What's Kappa? What do the words mean? Here, we have to see a few sources. The Beis Yosef quotes a smag. What does smag say? Smag says, what does it mean? Kostar of Etenash of Sarfas. Begin alone, Shematruna ein v'chiyuv kriya. Matruna is the jacket. That's what we saw before in Nagos Maimani. Shemein apakatuso. Shusudar elyom. She'eno elo l'tzniyot. It's only worn for tzniyot. And there's a ritva. this ritual was on the Maror Makomos, with the footnote was even on the Maror Makomos. Okay? This Apakah Suso, a very important footnote. Although you can see it in one of the other sources too, but you can see it already in the ritual, at least in the footnote on the ritual. He says the same idea. He says, Glima Shinoloshim Eino Chaya Bekriya. What does it mean? Atam, footnote 11. Me she'eino malbush kavua, she'eino lo shov v'soch ha'bayit. That's the criterion. Most people walk around in the house in a shirt. Although I've seen people, well, yeah. But most people don't wear a jacket. Summertime, that's it's cold outside. Someone's going to sit out, take another jacket, hangs it up in the front closet. Finished. So that's part of the Mikriya. That's what the Michtam says. The Michtam says, and the Taz quoted from the Aguda. Not to do with politics. This is a safer Aguda and white cotton. The Aguda says over here, quoted the Taz, this cotton hay, is he quotes directly. Yesh Mepharshim, Kuwa Kappa, all the Tzniyas Natchez, who the shift of the Bezo, ain't a low show. Most people come to it in America. They come home, if they're wearing a jacket at all, they take it off, and they put it in the front closet. So what does kappa mean? Well, the word kappa is close to what we use the word in Yiddish, kapota. Kappa was a kapota. We call it a jacket. Okay. You know what? You take off your kapota. What do they say? I think of but the tells the rope never took off his kapota. Never. Even in this, I've never seen it. I mean, maybe he took a shower. I mean, I read it in his biography that when the tells the rope was got sick and short on that, and they had to bring a doctor to test his heart. He took off his kapota. No one had ever seen him without a kapota. No one, except his wife, because he did walk out of his own bedroom without a kapota. Spells of fun. That tells the rub. With normal people, even if they wear a kapota, they go home. They come in, they hang in the front closet, they sit at the table with a shirt. Okay. A guest walks in upon a kapota. I'll tell you my story. I once went to the Rav Shach, Shalita. She's the 11th Mashiach. Someone asked me, must go see Rav Shach. I didn't want to go. I went. So what did I do? I felt Chalul Charot. It was someone hot. He was sitting in his regular shirt, learning Torah somewhere in his house in Bnei Brak. And I walked in with my wife, I walked in. My wife and my nephew getting married on Thursday. He was with us at the time as well. He was a little boy. And Rav Shach, what did he do? He put on his kapota. For me, I need a kapota. Maybe they don't look to my wife. Maybe it was a kind of a chivalry. I don't know what it was. But a kapota, a 90-year-old man put on a kapota because of me. But a kapota, before I walked in, he wasn't wearing his kapota. I mean, even Rav Shach, I can give Avis, doesn't sit and learn his kapota all day long. So I mean, so that's the saying. So therefore, it should be put in the Kriya according to this understanding. Oh. But the Taz quotes the Matzah Bin Yomin, who says, "No, what's kappa mean? A shul mantle. Shul beged sharosho makav adam son of Savaro, who mishtal shel the matzah shalchav oktas kainim bekraka v'tsmius the Beit Knesset." You know what I think it means? Milashon, not Milashon kapota, but Milashon nu? Kuf Aleph Pei Hey. C-A-P-E. Cape. Batman, cape. But something which will also extend the stash, that's what it means. It's a little around your neck with a little string. Cape. No, I'm serious. I tell you, the word kapota can mean the kapota, I mean cape. They're both in the same shoresh. Etymologically, that's what he means. That's part. And the Nakuda Sakhasa seems to accept the Chita, and he explains it. But I want to say, I have a title. Look what he explains. The Nakuda Sakhasa says, Shulmanto, Shenahol, Lesnius, Afiluk Shirota, Leda Peshuk, La Sokov, Olebez Cavero, Edolovsho. Such a jacket, such a cape. If he goes to work in the street, he goes to see his friend in the street, he still doesn't wear it. When do you wear it? Only go to shoes and see it to cover Hashem. Oh, you can't have your malbush. Fine. That's what they're talking about. But rock. What's a rock? A jacket. Shalom so. Shaholik Pesuk. Let's put it now. Umi Shaholik Pesuk below rock. Genayulo. Uche echal mena pchusim yechashebu. Habe malbush. I wanted a taina that as man is there, we have some, listen, there are people in the room today. Is there anyone in this room who would be caught dead in the street without a jacket? Is anyone in this room a pachos? I don't think there's anyone in this room a pachos. Chas v'shalom. We have Anshei Maila in this room. Anshei Maila. And they walk in the street, Amsterdam Avenue, a big thoroughfare. And they walk in the street without jackets. I've seen it. Are you talking about Pekusim? So it could be that even according to this criteria of the Shach and the Master Binyamin, that they only work in Borough Park. Maybe there, a guy would never be seen in the street without a jacket. Although I've been to Borough Park in the summer, and a lot of people with beards, with payas, and shirts. Even short-sleeve shirts, with kavachoma long-sleeve shirts. Without a jacket. Oh, you only have to buy it by Beagle Eyes and Dawson. They're all walking around like that in the summer, no? So I thought even according to the Master Binyamin, even with the Shach criterion, still, this be eager for that jacket. It shouldn't be the jacket. It should be the shirt. That's the psak of Rav Moshe. Okay. Now, an interesting shah in the Mechaber. Steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber calls both coolers. And doesn't say we pass like one or the other. And the minig is both coolers. The Mechaber says, Uposhara minig, shalom the croa, kappa, al shemes, afilav vimo, vilakroa, al avimo, gamma chaluk shakoran kamiza. Which presumably meant even the other shirt. No, they pass in the halacha. They pass in. The word afrikatusa means the jacket or the cape, whatever it may be. And it doesn't mean the undershirt, like the Rambam says. But the Zman Azeh, we have both coolers. That's what's quoted by the Ramah. Who in Dinas Elu, Ein Noagin came. El Ein Koran, Achaluk, Shol Pishton, Shol Speger Azeh. Velo Asar, Velo Elyon. So we don't repeat it. We may take both coolers. Rebbeinu Shalom, it means only one or the other. Can't mean both. You have to answer, it means one or the other. And the other one, that doesn't mean, is a smart mitzvara. So he says, does the divrei sofrim, it means another shirt, and the beggar is a smart mitzvara. Could be. I could say, fakeret. It means the jacket. Another shirt is a smart mitzvara. Bottom line, in our present day habit, we rip one garment. They talk about 10 garments. That's what they do, the layers, those days. Today, it's one and one and only garment that's chayav and kviyah on the yadayim, which is the shirt or the blouse. That's it. The jacket, on the yadayim, is putter. You want to be mach of evo, all right. No balkashir. But the ikir adin on the yadayim is only the shirt or the blouse. That is it. That is it. And that brings us to the next topic, which is what does a woman do? Which is a sifyut out. Based upon the Gemara, on that chav beiz and mizik. Gemara chav beiz and mizik. Says the turn. Chav beiz and mizbeiz. The Gemara says. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, ha'isha korat et ha'tachto nu ma'chziroto la'choreo, v'chozeret v'korat, oh yeah, of course, v'shum, tzniyut. Okay? What does the Mechaber say? If you're Alice, Echad Ha'ish Ve'Echad Ha'isha Shavim in your Kriya, Ella, Sha'isha Korat, Atakto, Namazirato, Lacharel, the Chozeres, the Korat, El Yom. What does she do? She rips one garment under the lower one, flips it around, and now they rip it in the back, and she rips the upper one, and then obviously very far from connected there, one's in the front and one's in the back, and therefore nothing is exposed. However, not so posh. Turn to the Mordechai. Tough, kuf, dalid. Please turn. Tough, kuf, dalid. There it says. And came with the politat, came with the pligi. Halacha ketana kama. Dehein ha'ish mishana kriyasa min ha'isha. Dehesh poska halacha rasha min ha'lazar. Shun dekayim lana halacha dira meikul ba'avil. No. We saw the Gemara in Chavav. Ava l'chud. Kriya l'chud. No. So therefore, what's the din? Chena maskana, alav vima korea kulon, echad ish, echad isha, vakriya habi lamala ni beis hasava, lamata achi megala slibo. So you have to start away by the neck, now they can call it an askumra, down to the heart, the long, long, long rib. The tzarach lekra b'chutz k'neged ha'av, v'enish alav, that's the next sugya. A woman? Says he, ein lachash lehurura, then yester arab migri b'shat tzara. Amazing Mordechai. Amazing Mordechai. Achidus Neir. Achidus Neir. The Gra says, Chas Shalom. Chas the Cholila. The Tazer says, Cholila. Tanakhama going to let a woman be exposed? What, are you kidding? Nah, nothing of the sort. Take a look in the Gra. It's just caught in Lamed Bay. First, look at the Shtaka Taina at the end. In the stock of time. He says, the Tur Paskins of Kula, which is the Mistaber Tame. The Tur Paskins, that you don't rip, you have to be Makil. Rabbi Shimon Lazar said you're Makil to be Master. Why? Because the Rabbi Yosef Cairo knew very well in Tzvat, the Helig of the Ira Kurdish, the Aitor was alive and well, even the Aitor. Maybe the Oval, he says, is a little bit down and out. But there are 50 other people, they were not in the Vela, so the Yetzer was alive and well. He can, the man can see Ruah, that Nashim Shainim, be Bnei Ha'av, and Ha'evel. Lave Sari, that you do. Since the Gros, since we're taking editorials, about how to pass the Machlokes and the Tanoim. Make editorials? Isn't Rabbi Simon in the Rosh of the Kamas? One place, the Shvei like that? Let's see, we left this one place. The Rosh Pastor's certain cool, a certain din, based on his old Dvara. No? Am I making a mistake? Thought so. They have same cash over there. What are you giving Dvara for? That was it? I thought it was a different place. He probably didn't make that. Well, I called fun and I want to spend time on it. Yeah, but that may be true. That's the answer to me doesn't quote it. Ah, that's what, oh, simply because Terah, he's not saying his own Svara. He's going to Gemara. And that Gemara, the Raya, is the Machriya Machlokes HaTanoim. Very good. Excellent. So what does the Elvian in the Gross of Kod Mahmoud Beis at the very end? Ain't a near elliptic me Svara Steinu? Kokam la potaka shak vajik yichido? What's the sub business? Okay. That's his last point to Kod Mahmoud Beis. But then he points out the different Gersos in the Gemara. He quotes the Gersos a Rish. What does it say? Echad or Ish ve'echad or Isha, Divi Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Sheh Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. In other words, if you're looking in the Gemara, what's our Gersos? Our Gersos is, where's the Echad or Ish ve'echad or Isha, period. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Karas HaMachli Rasa. No, but the Gersos was no, Sheh Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. No machlokas whatsoever. That's why, of course, you're passing this way. That's why you're passing this way. Uman de polig al rashbo, Shimon Oza, says the Gro, Sabar, Shein Isha Korat, Eloha Elyon. And he quotes the Rishami in the Masechus Mokos to that effect. Chas v'sholom, no one's going to say that you have to rip all the garments. You don't look like Shimon and you flip around from one to the other. And the other day, it's like, it's more machmer than the The woman only rips the other, not the tachlin at all. We're not going to take a chance if you rip two garments and make some little people through from top and bottom. I don't know what it'll do. For cats at the grove. Okay? All right. That's a different story. So the shach points out of Chavez. You vanish them. We're not ripping bigger than there. You don't rip the undershirt anymore. So what's the problem with the woman? He says, I forgot. They know I can the grove. I can look. The Kovakom, Shemigala, Kaluk, Nami Capritus, Kovagala Liba. The quote in the back, what did you see the woman's undershirt? Also not nice. It's not nice to see a woman's undershirt. As I state in the Shach. The Ritzvah, however, says differently. I think the Ritzvah is correct in today's women's garments, without going into too many details. The Ritzvah says that the woman wouldn't wear that kind of undergarment. She didn't wear it. And she didn't wear it. Therefore, there wasn't that protection. there wasn't that protection. It was, he had no choice but to do these things. Isha, ain't apakasus, love of the psara. The lokin, lama tricha lachazaras kara. They didn't wear undershirts. Today, also women don't wear undershirts, usually. So therefore, we have to have these points which have, if a woman in fact did wear an undershirt of some type, then from the ritva you would see that if the undershirt is showing, it's not so bad. It's against the shah. And the child of Mashanach is tzniyus. Not so posh. Now, the Gemara here in the same daf on Chav Beis and Beis talks about a very important kula that was given to an Isha. The last narrow line, which says, Isha sholalosol the altar of nekvoda. A woman can will say she can pin up with a safety pin. She can use a safety pin, a bobby pin, or some kind of pin to immediately, without sewing it, but to immediately, in effect, close it up. No one can see. Nekvoda. The kasha is an obvious kasha. So, and it's quoted in the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, Tif Tes Vav. So what's the big deal over here? What's the big deal? What do you worry about? Let it rip the garment and take a safety pin, and two safety pins, three safety pins, and right away she'll be able to make it, you can't see through it. So that's you want to have Chazara Takara, what do you have to do all this for? That's the kasha. So the debate often quotes this kasha as an interesting answer. You can only do shalelas after the entire kriya process is finished. If you have two garments and they're both markings, and you rip the top, and then you pin it up, and you rip the bottom, not yours. By the time you rip the bottom, the top is already pinned up. No good. That's what you have to have. Rip the bottom, flip it around, and then rip the top. Good teretz. He quotes it from one of the throng. Shulchan Gavolas, and he quotes it from one of the throng. That excellent teretz to this kash. Seems to me that the zman hazeh, most women have only one garment to rip. Blouse. Again, the same as the shirt. So what do you do? You can't, there's no possibility to flip it backwards. Only, once you rip the shirt, the blouse, right away the skin is exposed. What do you do? A serious problem. Here's the solution. A woman does the kriya. A woman has to wish to go somewhere where it's somewhat private. Even if she's in, we'll get to it, she's supposed to do it in the pub in Farhesia. But she could be with her back to the oilim and the front of the wall. And the only person there is a woman, or surrounded by women. And they can rip it. And then they take safety pins and set it up right away. That's what we have to do. That's called Shalelas Alter Bipnei Kavoda. That's what we do. Okay? Fine. Rabbo said the Gemara goes right to here in Chafez and Medbeis. But it says the Gemara, Al-Kolamesim Kulam, Rotla Madl Kami Safa Shalor, Rotla Mahina Madl Kami. I love Zimo. Madl. Rabbi Udomer, Kol Kriya Shena Madl Kami Safa Shalor, Ein Ala Kereshul Tiflus, the Machlokas HaTanoim, we should pass in the Chorah like the Tanakama, Karabim, then the Mechaber says, this is Beis. I'll call a Mason, we wrote to him, and he has to pass a Begit Shlema, except over the Mother Amor, the Yesh Mephosh, Rosh Omer, Achal Ovevi, Shar Mason, Tzorah, Lekwa, Ovev, Hasafa, who says of the Mordechai, from the Mahama Kham, the Mordechai passes away in Tov Tov Kuf Dalet. Fine. Now, for both sides, Kame Safa, did you ever see in your life an oval ripped Kame Safa, ripped the actual edge, hem, surface, seam, what have you? It's not very, very strong. You can't do it. We have very strong garments nowadays. What do? We mentioned before, from the Rafam Zalmago, what do? The guy from the Chevra Kadisha takes a knife, a razor, and goes through it, and you cut the rest. It's a valve. But you didn't rip the Kame Safa. That the fact, the Ikuba, is not that you have to do the meister of ripping through the Safa, but in the Tzias, the Safa should be ripped. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to do the action of ripping the seam. The seam has to be ripped, because it's based upon, it should be Nikar, Muvdal. The God of Ayikram is Shnayim Kroim. It means Nirim Kroim Kishnayim. So that's after you have to do the act of going through the seam. But when it's all over, it's Nirim Kroim Kishnayim. It's good enough. Good enough. Only one slight shy, which is the result from raises. So what will happen? If they'll do it, it happens to it. Ever go to a face level and see his shirt is ripped, but the seam is intact. Rabbi Shai, what happened to you? Did we saw it? It's shirt is ripped, but the seam is intact. They probably had trouble ripping it. It's very hard even with a razor saw, but they ripped it in the middle of the shirt. The quantity of Machaber is not of the Emil Yartz. According to the Rav Moy and Ev Yartz. Rabbi Emil is still not Yartz. You know what you do? Okay. Take a scissors in the house, basically, and cut out from the where the kara is. So they hit the seam from the other side. Is that good or no good? You said it's good, no? He says, not sure there is something. If you start from the inside and rip to the outside right away, one long hemshich, okay, that's okay. You're not in the maisa, as long as it's raw, it's nikar v'nivdal, it's good enough. So if you do it a day later, you're not so sure it's good, because the original kriya you did was not nikar v'nivdal, was kami sofa. Now a day later, it could be too late, doesn't help. He's not sure about that. Yes. He doesn't call it Tatsav Alomina, also he compared it a little bit to Koreh Mitocha, the steam and other things which are, I don't know, he's not sure, he doesn't say for sure it's no good, he thinks maybe it's no good, maybe, not sure. Okay, Rabotai, the next Gemara has, I mentioned a minute ago, it's a Kola Mesim Kulam, it says the second wide line, a medium-sized line, it says, well, first it said the first line, you need first kol ha-meitzim kliyo yad. Ha-bevimo is dafka yad. Okay? Dafka yad. Come back. Then a kol ha-meitzim mi bifnim, ha-bevimo mi bachut. What are those words mean? Mi bifnim and mi bachut. Please again turn to the Rosh. Simen Mem Gimel, if you don't mind. The Rosh Simen Mem Gimel. Every letter counts. The Ramban is Medayik in the letter Mem. What's the Shaila? What do the words mean? Pirish Rashi. Bibifnim Becheder. Rashi and the Rif, the real Rashi. In a private room, the Bechutz, the Shneom, in front of the whole oilum. Rich Gaya says, no. You bifnim, machzis yodo tachas chalukah v'koreh. You rip from the inside. You bachut? Means what? You rip from the outside. That's which way you hit the garment two ways. Close to your body and further from your body. Because the Rambans out, the Tzabek Kavah say, mitzakama mi bifnim, hu mi bachut, lokama bifnim, hu bachut. So every letter counts. Okay? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Well, it's very interesting over here. Very interesting. Sifid Gimel. I'll call him Asim. Yeshlo Likroa Bifnim Shelo Bifneham. The Fichach Yeshlo Lahachas Yodo Bifnim the Korea Bitsina. Aval Ava Vimo Eina Korea Libibachut Bifne Kolodo. What happened over here? It's Rambam. What do we get? What do you say over here? Which chapter did he hold from? Both. So Rabbi Yosef Kara said, he holds them both shots. So yeah, what? He holds them both shots. Rambam was like a Mishnah Brewer. Yeah, he said this, he says. Yerei Shani says cooler. That's not the Rambam style. What do you mean he holds them both shots? What do you mean? He holds them both shots. What do you mean? So the Chora, he has to hold, I thought it means, he held, well, the whole point is, other than the emo has to be the maximum exposure, so both didn't result. You have to have it in front of the biggest possible oilum, and it has to be from the outside. It's the same thing. There's two shots in it. There's a machlech, it's possible like both. They both mean shad and gemara, that I wanted to suggest. But the divrei itself doesn't like that too much. It can't mean both things. All right, Simon, can't mean both things. You're agreeing with him. So he says like this. It means, like Rashi in the Rif. It means in a private room with the person in public. So how did he know the din of the Ritz Gaius? Not Mefurish in the Gemara. It is Mefurish in the Gemara. Where's the Mefurish in the Gemara? Because the Gemara is by Isha, a special dispensation. What do we give her a special dispensation we saw before? What did she do? We read it a minute ago. What did she do? Not Shalal. No. What did she do to Isha? Isha Korach Zatachton Umabdiroso Lachorea Bechozeres Ukorach Zatelio. Only by an Isha can she rip the inside one first. But by a man you cannot. It indicates to the Rambam that you're not allowed to rip from the inside. You can't the inside before the outside. You can't even the one garment from the inside. It has to be done from the outside. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. That's his chid, I know. That's his chiddush. It's a halacha lemaisa for a man. You have to go from the outside down. That's the way people do. Those who rip the jacket and shirt always rip the jacket first, no? You ever seen a really shirt and then a jacket? Nah. So you start from the jacket. That's the din, he says. That for a woman is a special dispensation. Now one more nakuda over here. One more nakuda over here. Because you see, the Rizgeyah says you have to do it from the inside, means even if you wear only one garment, you have to do it from the outside for a parent, and for other relatives you can do it from the inside. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tachas ha-victorin shalom, she'ena koreh b'vachut l'ena yakol. Rashi didn't say if you're wearing only one shirt and you're ripping the shirt, you can rip them any way you want, outside or inside. If you're wearing a jacket, which presumably is not going to be ripped, and you want to rip under the jacket, that you can't do. That's a much more limited version of the Rizgeyah. So it's unclear when the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when he says both pshatim, is he accepting the Rizgeyah's version of that part of the pshat, or is he accepting the Rashi's much more limited version of that part of the pshat? That's the Divrei Sofer has a Chakiri, has a Rizavit. In my opinion, it's the Rizgeyah, the more chumadic version. He didn't mention anything about a Victoria, he didn't mention it. He could call someone a favor if he would have meant that. Came the relief. Also, another argument to Ritzov. He says, the Rambam's Lashon, which is the quote from the Mechaber, I'll call on Mason, Yesh lo zekro b'fnim with the chiyuv. B'dafka b'fnim. I don't think it's true. I think it's Yesh lo b'fnim. You have a choice. Doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. The word Yesh lo can mean an option. That's what I thought. Now what's b'fnei kol adam? Rambam's Lashon. I thought it means it's supposed to the creator of the Leviathan. The way the Leviathan work in America today is a room in the side where everyone sits, and then they go into the main chamber where there are hundreds of people sometimes. Where do they rip? Especially for pen, you must rip in the main hall. But the many rabbis, they rip, you know, in the privacy. You see? They rip in the privacy zone, the chakra over Mela. Other people, I don't say it's ma'akev, because there are some people around, there's nobody there. It would certainly be preferred to rip the kriya from parents in the main hall where everybody is.
Is there a minimum
number of people? I don't know. Last time I went into the intricacies, I think the Zichron B'Tzal probably talks about it. But mitzvara, you should do it in the maximum possible exposure. That's how I understood it. That's what I thought. Okay. Now, the Kli story. There's a problem with the Nemuka Yosef over here that I asked you to see. The Nemuka Yosef is, I think it's supposed to be Yudal Nevar Aleph. I think. Typo, as far as the extra stuff got in there. He says, the kli, the sakin, im, eno, yochol, biyad. Val ove, vimo, eno, rashoi, ele, biyad. Holy. So, quanta, the Mugi also referring to a case where you had no choice. I don't know what he means. What do you mean, al ove, vimo, you only use the air? You can't do it. You're physically incapable of doing it. How do you even count the Mugi also? You know what he says? That you're allowed to use. It's a shakrov, you're allowed to use a kli, but you can't use your hand. And if you, and the parent is not allowed. You're not allowed, what do you do? Do exercise so you can throw it up to do it with your own hand? What does it mean? I'm not sure what he means. Like say he's a potter. Emmet Dover suggests, maybe you're already potter. You have no garments, you can't do it. What's the reason for